Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. It's top 11 week on the WIP Afternoon Show. We reveal the official list all week as voted on by you and the staff at WIP. We've revealed 11 and 10 today, 11 being Devontae Smith, 10 being Joel Embiid. We will get Ike's list right after an update on the Twitter question brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. For the best selection of diamonds to fit every budget, visit the home team at Mark's. Experience the difference at marks-jewelers.com. Is it crazy that Joe DiCamera didn't have Jalen Hurts in his top 11 Philadelphia athletes list? 88.1% say yes.
Well, it's going down.
It is crazy. It is going down.
Nice.
No, it was because it was 12.5% at no, I get it. So it's going up, actually.
Well, yeah, it started at 87, I think, the first check-in. It's down to 80.
No, 88.
Oh, okay.
88.1.
I thought you said 81.8.
No. 88.1.
Nice.
So here is, now normally, the headliner goes last. So Ike's list on our show would be the headliner. We would have him go Wednesday. We're going Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. But because we're all worried, including Ike, that Ike might change his list as
legitimate concern,
we are doing Ike first. So
yes,
it is time for Ike to reveal his top 11 athletes in Philadelphia list. This is big.
All right. I will say this.
Yeah.
I will explain my criteria afterwards when you guys have a ton of questions for me.
Okay.
As you will question this top 11 list, but I don't give a damn if you question it or not.
Okay.
Because quite frankly, the last year is what matters the most.
Okay.
When putting together this list.
And you put a lot of work into the list.
I did.
Yeah.
I got to tell you, this weekend, it wasn't just Father's Day weekend for me. It was get the list together.
Top 11 weekend.
Yeah.
A big mental sweat weekend?
It really, listen, I was up to, before I came in today, I must have had like 5 drafts.
Still grinding.
Yeah.
It's tougher this year than last year.
And it's really the last 3 or 4 slots on the list is all it really is.
Okay.
All right, you guys ready?
Yes.
All right, for number 11, let's go with, come on, man, the exciting white. Cooper DeJean at number 11.
Wow.
Great rookie season.
I'm writing these down. Okay.
Great rookie season. And here's what I'll tell you why it was a great. Here's why Cooper DeJean is on the list. Because here's what people forget. Cooper DeJean, he missed the first few games because he missed training camp. He was injured. Defense didn't look all that great early.
It didn't.
When Cooper DeJean was added to the starting lineup, and Vic Fangio figured out how he wanted to use him. He can use him all over the place. The defense took off and became the number one defense in the league. We know how he finished up the season in the Super Bowl. To me, with the game-sealing play, pick 6 before the half, Cooper DeJean makes my list. Was very tough. Cooper had to fend off a lot of players at the bottom of that list, including his rookie classmate and Quinyon Mitchell. So there's a hint for you right there. Number 10, Smitty. Smitty is the silent assassin, overshadowed by some of the other guys on the offense. But my goodness, when this dude is called upon to make big plays, to make big catches, when AJ is out and Smitty has to be the number one guy, nothing drops off. Nothing drops off. Smitty, I had to get him on the list at number 10. At number 9, I got his running mate, AJ Brown.
At 9?
AJ Brown's at number 9. Now, let me explain to you.
Okay.
Obviously, AJ is a phenomenal wide receiver. Top 3 wide receiver in the league, in my opinion. But I'm going off the last year. The receivers, the passing game hurt them on the list. It didn't keep them off the list, but it hurt them being higher on the list because they didn't necessarily have dominating seasons. But
and why was that?
Like I said, they didn't have dominating seasons. God, I told you, the passing game wasn't great.
Yep.
Yeah, I told you, the passing game wasn't great. It was ranked 29th in the league.
That's where it was at.
Yep.
We talked about it. Yep.
All right, well, I'll get to it.
Okay.
At number 8, this is a tough one. This is where Bryce Harper lands.
Whoa. Nice.
Bryce Harper lands number 8 on my list. Bryce Harper, you know I love you, Bryce. Same birthdays. Libras. We're in there together.
Mm-hmm.
But here's what I'll say. Missed a lot of games over the last year.
He has.
Bryce Harper has a level of expectation that is very high. So he doesn't get to be average and be applauded for that. He has to be Bryce Harper. And if I'm being fair, I'm not saying he's been terrible, but he hasn't been MV3 in the last year. Had a great start to the season last year. He did before the injury. I didn't forget that.
I knew you did your homework.
Had a great start to the season. Did not forget that. I did not forget that. And that's why he's in there. But at number 7, if I'm looking at an everyday player, Kyle Schwarber's been the best everyday player on the Phillies the last year. To me, most impactful, big hits, big home runs. He's able to move around in the lineup, leadoff, number 2, number 4, number 3. Kyle Schwarber has been able to get it done, and he's having another good season. So Kyle Schwarber is at my number 7 spot. Number 6. Oh, I'm proud to have him here at number 6. Eagles linebacker, Zach Bond.
There it is.
Arguably the best defensive player on the team last year. Could make that argument for him.
Mm-hmm.
Could make that argument for him. Zach Bond is there. First year as an Eagle, exceeded anyone's expectations. Hell, exceeded expectations so far. The Eagles are paying linebackers. You kidding me? I think they paid Zach Bond more than they paid every linebacker combined over the last 20 years. That's how good he played last year. Zach Bond is at my number 6 spot. Number 5 goes to the defensive MVP of the team last year. That's Jalen Carter. Jalen Carter, my goodness, was his second or third year? It was his second year last year. Now he's going into his third year.
Correct.
Awesome. You're talking about a guy who came out, and they said he was the best player in the draft. So if he didn't have off-the-field issues, we wouldn't even have him because he would have gone higher in the draft, could have easily been the number one pick in that draft. My goodness, has Jalen Carter turned out to be as advertised, number one ranked defense. I had to get Jalen Carter on there. Notice, number one ranked defense, I had to get somebody at each level. D-line, linebacker, and secondary.
And secondary, yep.
Made sure I made that in there. At number 4, here's where it gets a little dicey. The other Jalen. Jalen Hurts, my number 4 player in the city.
All right.
Jalen Hurts, number 4. And here's why. I had to take the last year into consideration. And while individually it wasn't a great year for him, I wouldn't say that. It was average at best for him. Played great in the postseason. That has to carry a lot of weight. The position that he plays, the fact they won a championship, and he's the most scrutinized player on this list. Any list that doesn't have Jalen as one of the 4 guys in this city, because there's 4 teams in the city. All 4 teams don't have to be represented, but it's 4 teams in the city. He has to be one of the 4 top players in this city because of the position he plays, his success, the amount of winning he's done, and he just won the Super Bowl. Jalen Hurts comes in at number 4. I got Zach Wheeler at number 3 on my list. And here's where you guys have done a great job making me go back, think about some things with Zach.
Okay.
Not necessarily penalizing for just being a pitcher and pitching once every 5 days, that whole thing. Yeah, look at his numbers. He's been awesome. Despite one thing you said constantly, arguably the top 5 pitcher in the National League over the last 5 years. That has to carry a lot of weight. and has to carry a lot of weight. He's the stopper. He's the ace of the staff. Have to have him as my number one Philly on this list. At number two, don't start rolling your eyes. I got the Eagles offensive line.
I thought about doing it.
The Eagles offensive line.
After you fought us on that idea last week.
But you convinced me. I got the Eagles offensive line at number two.
That's fine.
Quite frankly, they're all too great for me to single guys out. We don't have a Super Bowl without these guys. We don't turn the season around last year without these guys going to Nick Sirianni and saying, put it on our shoulders, coach. Let us lead the way. They are the number two athlete in this city over the last year and number one. Come on, man. Quadzilla.
Thigh meat.
Saquon. Thigh meat. Thigh meat at number one. Best athlete in the city. Arguably the best free agent we've signed around here since Moses Malone. Right? Arguably the best free agent we've signed around here.
Elton.
Elton Brand. He delivered us the title. 2,000 yards. Should have broke Eric Dickerson's rushing record last year. I still hold that against the Eagles to a small degree. But he did set the record for most rushing yards in an entire season, including postseason, over 2,500 yards, NFL Offensive Player of the Year. He came here from our rival, the number one team I hate in this division, the New York Giants. He came here with a chip on his shoulder. And quite frankly, I believe if he's not in that locker room last year, I don't know how good this team is. I don't know how this team holds it together. There's a lot of stuff going on with this team prior to the season. I think Saquon Barkley's presence helped that out tremendously. That's why he is number one on my list. Eat away at it, fellas. That's the list you want right there.
All right. I've got three problems with his list.
Okay.
Wow. You want me to give you my problems with your list?
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah.
Okay. Problem number one. I have trouble dropping A.J. Brown all the way down to nine because of the passing game and putting Jalen at four.
Sure.
That is, look, we go in circles around it. I understand the importance of the position. That's one issue I have.
Okay.
Issue number two I have.
Okay.
Putting Schwarber over Bryce Harper.
Yeah.
As I've said a million times.
You don't like Bryce?
No. I think Bryce should be above Kyle Schwarber in that a DH has a limited, respect that I'm going to give him.
Yeah,
I give respect for Kyle Schwarber for being a DH, but the fact that he's only a DH hurts him a little bit to me.
Okay.
And then the other issue I have is...
Let's get to the number one issue here.
Well, it's not the number... having Cooper DeJean...
Get to it.
Having Cooper DeJean on the list and not having him beat him on the list is insane to me.
Yes.
The guy's played here three quarters of 1 year.
Awesome year, though.
It was a good year.
Awesome.
It's a good year. You not putting a beat on the list. I don't think you did.
It didn't hurt you enough.
You've been so exciting whited up over the last several months that
you even want Konkanipple.
Yeah.
For Cooper DeJean. The Cooper DeJean's got you going crazy.
Just, I want all the white guys.
Yeah, it's just unbelievable.
That's not the case.
Where's the running back kid? Put him on the list.
Put Shipley on there too.
Yeah.
Now, listen, Embiid, I couldn't get over the missed games. That's all it is.
Well, if that's you're just going to say it's the last year, there's nothing I can do about it.
Yeah, that's all it is. That's all it is for me. It's the missed games. In the last year, that's all it is. Maxie, I thought about it, and I'm like, Michkov, I actually did think about putting him on there, seriously.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Yeah. Number 11.
Well, it's hard to put Maxi on the list given what you have here, especially if it's the last year. Maxi didn't have a good year last year.
Right.
It was fine.
So I couldn't put him on there.
Yeah.
It was disappointing. And I understood, listen, Cooper, that bottom portion of the list I know is going to be up for debate. You make a great point about Harper being a two-way player versus Schwarber. I just think, when I think about the last year, Schwarber seems to be the guy that's been the guy that I can rely on, that I have the most confidence in over the last year.
I get it. Well, there's Ike's list. Number 11, Cooper DeJean. Number 10, Devontae Smith. Number 9, A.J. Brown. Shocked at that one. Number 8, Bryce Harper. Number 7, Kyle Schwarber. Number 6, Zach Bond. Number 5, Jalen Carter. Number 4, Jalen Hurts. Number 3, Zach Wheeler. Number 2, the Eagles' offensive line, an idea that was poo-pooed by one Ike Reese. And number 1 is Saquon Barkley. 215-592-9494. Get to your reaction right after I talk to you about your pets, who you love. You spend your life making sure that they have the greatest life they could possibly have. And during the summer, they got to have the greatest summer they could possibly have. They can't have it without dogs and cats rule. So while your dogs are outside, maybe they need a new toy. Dogs and cats rule, one of the 7 locations, they got toys for them. They also have summer-specific stuff. Maybe you take them out on the boat, right? Maybe you go on the lake or something. They have life jackets for your dogs. They have UV-blocking t-shirts for your dogs. They have cooling bandanas and cooling vests, pop-up puppy pools. I've mentioned a few times, my dog Scotchy loves laying on the back deck. It's 95 degrees. Getting her, making sure she's cooled off, because she's not going to do it herself. Dogs and cats rule, dogs and cats rule, dogs and cats rule. While you're there, have a conversation about whether you're feeding your pet the right thing with the best staff anywhere. That's what the lead dog, George Perrini, makes sure happens. And I mean it. Answering your questions with an answer that you can feel confident in. 7 locations, 2 in Jersey, Pennington and Princeton, 5 in PA, Newtown, Doylestown, Maple Glen, New Hope, and Bluebell. Dogsandcatsrule.pet is the website. Dogs and Cats Rule, shop small, shop local, shop family. Before we get to the phones, can I speaking of dog, can I tell you about one of maybe the most embarrassing thing that's ever happened to me in my life? Happened with my dog last week.
Oh, wow.
So they have a new vet because we're in a new town, right? So I brought the vet in. Scotchy had a little weird thing going on with her eye. They both get very nervous at the vet. So I brought
Scotchy. You have scared dogs.
I do. Very scared dogs. Who? Very anxious dogs. I get it. I understand.
They know when they're getting poked and prodded.
They
man.
Do.
Yeah, they're not excited for that.
Well, as soon as she sees the vet, she's never even been there. She's like, I know what this building is.
I know what this is.
All right. So let me tell you about, and I had to even tell my wife about this because I was so horrified at what I had done. It's really one of the most horrifying things I've ever done. I can't believe I'm telling this story.
This is above Rebel eating all the tobacco things?
Yes. Yes. The nicotine
pouches?
Yes. More embarrassing than that.
Wow.
This is the most embarrassing thing I've ever done, I think, in my life. So we have her on the, you know, the thing that, like, the metal thing they put on that weighs them, the scale, but it comes up.
Yeah.
Like, it raises up so they can take a look at it. So she's up. She's at about, I would say, midsection level. And there's 3 people in there. There's me, the vet, and the vet tech. So the vet tech is behind Scotchy. I am in front of her. The vet tech is in the middle. And the vet is trying to get under her so she can hear her heartbeat. We're trying to calm her down. We all have our hands on Scotchy. So I go to grab Scotchy's head to kiss the top of her head.
Nice.
To calm her down.
Classic.
When I go to kiss the top of her head, the vet tech's hand is on her neck. I kiss the vet tech's hand twice.
Twice? You went back in?
What?
I kissed her hand.
Wow.
Instead of kissing the dog. She was, I don't know.
What happened after that?
Late 20s, early 30s or something.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, what happened after that?
Made a move?
Stop it. I was horrified at what had just happened.
Good.
I backed up and I said, I looked at her dead in her face and I said, I was trying to kiss the dog to calm her down.
I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry.
Right.
She's laughing, but in my heart, I'm thinking, this is the end of my career.
Yeah, you're going to jail.
I'm going to jail.
Yeah.
For kissing her hand.
Yep. Twice, by the way.
Two times.
You didn't think it was a little, isn't hairy enough?
Well, it was just like a bing, bing. Like I was trying to settle her down.
Right.
Yeah.
So that's what I did.
That's
the vet tech stance. Yeah.
Can't say that's ever happened to me.
It was a very tough scene.
That has not happened.
Very tough scene. And I came home immediately, told my wife.
Oh, nice. It's a good job by you.
Well, dude.
Good job by you.
You know.
I wasn't being sarcastic.
Yeah, I don't want that.
You don't know if something's coming up tomorrow or not.
Yeah. She gets a phone call. He did what? Total accident. 215-592-9494. Derek and Paoli. You're on WIP. What's up, Derek?
Yo,
what's up, D?
You don't want that happening to you, man. You already know that. you won't be excited, that's for sure.
Yeah, that's for damn sure. Yeah.
I'm gonna go. Listen, your list though. You with Embiid, man. I don't like not having Embiid on there because he's been nothing but a great Sixer, man. Like if y'all say there's no criteria, Embiid is arguably one of the greatest Sixers of all time. So his skill level should put him on any list. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's just my personal opinion.
Yeah, listen, and I think when you'll see some of the lists that came out, they considered a lot of that stuff. So we didn't have a strict criteria we had to go by. So people were sort of left to their own criteria how they wanted to vote the list. And for me, I went pretty much just over the past year. Or what has happened in the past year. And if not for the injuries and the games that he's missed, there's no question he would have been on the list. Like, there's no question he would have been on the list.
I am surprised you got Harper as low as you do. I'm not mad because I do think he does get a lot of free passes around here. So,
Well, listen, I didn't know how I could have anybody in the top five other than Zach Wheeler and Eagles. That's the way I kind of looked at it.
Yeah, I was looking at some numbers earlier, right? And with the AJ Brown. So AJ Brown, he missed four games this year, right?
Yes.
And I don't think no one like talks about, he missed like four games like early in the year. So they like left Brazil and he ended up hurt. He missed like the next whatever amount.
He missed those next three games. Yeah, he missed those next three.
But I always hear like, especially from Spike, who always say like, if it wasn't for Jalen Carter, you know, sacking Matthew Stafford that time in the snow, like, we would have lost that game. But nobody ever brings up when A.J. Brown dropped that, I ain't going to say it was a touchdown, but even
he would have been at the 1 yard line. Yeah, he would have been at the 1 yard line.
We would have went to the half up 20-10. And it's like, nobody ever, it's always like a what if with other people. But when it's like with A.J. Brown and even like when Saquon dropped the pass against the Falcons or whatever, like, that always, you know, he always resorts back to the quarterback. That's why I wouldn't have Hurts one on my list either. I would go with Saquon and, you know, Zach Wheeler. I guess you could put him there. I would definitely have Hurts in my top five, but I do think we kind of overlook him a little bit. But I just feel like with Hurts, he's definitely exceeded expectations for it has to be every Philadelphia fan because he wasn't drafted to lead us to a Super Bowl. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I just feel like now that he has done that, and I think like his paycheck is what increases the pressure. You know what I'm saying? And then Hurts is not a media guy, so I feel like him being like private and not giving us a whole lot to grab onto and, you know, love up on him kind of like pushes people off of him. Like even with that thing about his wedding. Like, if he wants to keep, you played in the league, Ike, so you know, like, if you was in the league right now, like, it's just way too much access for people. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can't even tie your shoe without somebody snapping a picture of you. So I just feel like him being able to, like, navigate through all that kind of, like, pushes people off of his fandom. Like, oh, you don't really know him. And
yeah, because he doesn't open up to you. He doesn't necessarily, let you in.
I would love to know how he is, like, behind. Like, when I see those little bits of him on the sideline, when he's like talking trash and you know, using explicit language and all that. I like seeing that, but I also think that I would love to like hang out with him just to see if he's actually as cool as we think AJ Brown could be a total you know what, you know.
Sure.
We don't know. But
it seems like everybody likes AJ though.
Yeah. It seems like he's pretty popular in the locker room. Yeah.
That's cool. I'm just saying like we like seeing him out somewhere. like, how would he take us, like, running up on him? And, you know what I'm saying?
Sure.
I don't know.
Sure. No, I'm with you there.
Yeah, Jalen. Of himself a little bit.
Yeah, Jalen having a little bit of, what is it, mysteriousness to him or what have you. I don't know if that, maybe that works against him. I don't know.
I think it works for him in some, because like the truth is when you don't know anything about anybody, you just sort of assign whatever you believe they are to them. So most people, because he is quiet, you're right. I think there is to a certain extent, there are some people that cannot connect to him because of it. But I also think there's some people that just assume he's always about business all the time because he doesn't talk. Mm-hmm. So I think like on some level, there are good things about it.
It works for him
and it works against him. Yeah. You know,
you said that the way I was trying to say. You're very articulate, man.
He talks a lot, man.
I talk a lot.
When you want to be, you are very, very articulate.
Well, thank you. Well, by the way, it's not too different than Utley. It's not too different than Utley.
Just like Utley. Yeah,
Utley was the same way, you know? And we assumed that Utley, because we liked Utley and, right. and he was good, we were like, that guy's all
That's
business.
That's actually a great example.
Yeah, because
just
saying.
Like Utley, yeah. Yes.
Actually, and thank you for the call, Derek. Westbrook was the same way during his time here. He didn't talk, you know?
Now you're right.
Yeah.
And he is completely different.
Yes.
Not in front of a microphone.
Yeah. Well,
yes.
Yeah. When he talks now.
Yes.
It's interesting that he did so much media stuff because mm-hmm. he didn't seem to like the media.
Was not a big media person. I do remember that.
All right. Jack, during Top 11 week, I believe we will have special Top 5 of 5s, right?
Yeah. Top 11s at 5.
Yeah.
Yeah. A lot of lists.
So what do we got? It's that time of year.
This is the toughest one I've ever had to do.
Really?
What do you got?
A lot of mental sweat trying to work my way through this one. So I have the top 11 athletes of the last 25 years.
In Philadelphia.
Wow. Oh, in Philly.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Tough one.
Top 11 athletes of the last 25 years.
Yeah.
Wow, that is a tough one.
It's a tough one. It's a tough one.
You won't be putting down Eagles O-line like I did?
No, wasn't able to do that. But it was a big responsibility. I'm going to come through.
That's tough. Right, I'm interested in hearing this.
By the way, one final top 11 list that you can vote on. If you go to 94WIP.com/top11 and we will calculate this list, you can vote on the top 11 WIP personalities currently.
Nice.
We will reveal on Friday. So 94WIP.com/top11.
This ought to be awesome.
Vote correctly. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right?
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.